It was chosen as one of the best places to retire by SmartMoney.com. Modern Maturity magazine named Bloomington one of the 50 most alive places to live. Countless others, from Money Magazine to Golf Digest, have added their straws to the pile. Healthcare and golf courses are part of the reason, of course, but one of the things that makes life and retirement rich in this college town is an abundance of artistic opportunities. The city's Commission on Aging, in tandem with the Center on Aging and Community at Indiana University, is spotlighting the role of the arts in the lives of those of a certain age with this year's inaugural Creative Aging Festival. The festival includes two exhibitions at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center, showcasing art made by retirees. On a visit to the galleries, Yael Cassander discovered a common theme linking two very different shows.
On the ground floor gallery of the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center, two brightly painted papier-mâché elephants are the centerpiece of a show of art made by people with Alzheimer's.
This is Bob and Eloise.
Susie Graham is the executive director of the Center for Lifelong Learning at Ivy Tech Bloomington.
Elephants, you know, they never forget.
The same can't be said for the artists who collaborated in creating Bob and Eloise and the surrounding paintings.
They were brought to us through a program called Memories in the Making, which is sponsored by the Alzheimer's Association.
The association asked Ivy Tech to host an art class for people with Alzheimer's at the Waldron.
And so every Tuesday for 10 weeks, these individuals came. We had about six individuals with Alzheimer's who were working in the painting studio with facilitators to guide them along with a number of different kinds of pieces, and some of them we have displayed here today.
The paintings we're seeing range from very rudimentary renderings of isolated, iconic shapes, cat, flower, house, to rather sophisticated watercolors that bring to mind Kandinsky and Matisse.
Personally, my very favorite watercolor artist is Maurice Prendergast, and when I look at this, I'm reminded of some of those things.
Susie is looking at a watercolor by Fred Brandenburger.
Everyone referred to him as Mr. B.
Fred taught high school art in Bloomington for many years.
As it turns out, the facilitator of this activity, Mary Ellen Keynes, actually had Mr. B as her art teacher when she was in high school. And so every now and then she would remind him, Mr. Mee, do you remember, you know, this person? Do you remember when you used to say that? And she said sometimes he would be right there with her, and other times it was more of a struggle.
But in painting, Mr. B seems to be liberated from that struggle.
Beautiful use of different colors. There's some muted and some vibrant reds, oranges, some purple details here and there.
You can tell that he has this vocabulary that has stayed with him, this vocabulary of mark making and creating washes, his techniques that he's probably been using for a long time haven't gone away.
Gone away.
Yeah.
No, they're very much a part of who he is.
So in making art, Mr. B is able to share who he is with us. But what art therapists have discovered is that painting also serves that function for those who've never tried it before.
What the art allows them to do is to not be constrained by that traditional expectation of articulating through speech what it is they want. There's no speech here at all. It's all on the canvas, all on the paper, and it's between the paper itself and them as the artist, and bringing to it from sometimes places that we'll never ever be able to go with them. And so it's almost a gift to have this out here on the canvas for us.
But in a larger sense, isn't that the role that art making can play for any of us? Finding a way to express interior visions and voyages that we cannot express in any other way? While the Memories in the Making exhibition clearly demonstrates art's therapeutic role for Alzheimer's patients, a display on the Waldron's upper two levels showcases the exhibitor's wealth of experience. The exhibition of work by instructors and participants in Ivy Tech's art classes who are age 60 and better has been dubbed L'Art du Troisième Âge.
When I had the opportunity to study in France, I learned of this expression that they use to categorize, if you will, people that we call senior citizens, and it just had this lovely soft ring to it. I don't know that I would give it a direct translation, but it basically talks about the fact that you're moving from one phase of life into another phase. It doesn't categorize it any other way. It's just moving from one to the next. The troisième âge is the third level, if you will, but who knows how many levels there are. And then the art of a full life is our loose translation for it, because it is. It's a reflection of what everyone brings to this. And that's the magic of this, is to see what every individual brings to their piece of art through their life's experiences.
I've done art all my life, such as it is.
Joanna Henniger is a student in Jamis Brooks' ceramics class.
I draw and paint from childhood. And somebody left a loom at my house, so then I wove. And somebody else gave me some oil paints, so I started painting. I studied architecture, and then I worked for IU as the interior designer.
Joanna is exhibiting three pieces of raku pottery.
These two, I thought of them as handkerchiefs. I rolled out very thin clay and then draped it over like you would a handkerchief. And I got this form, and I really liked it. I've always liked the medium to kind of tell me what it is. I had one painting teacher that could start in one corner and knew exactly what was going to go on all over the page, but I never quite know that. I mean, I get an idea, and somehow or other, something else takes over. And the same way with clay.
When I work with clay, I can let that be my primary focus in life. And all of the other concerns, and there are many, go to rest while I work with the clay.
Retired high school art, drama, and journalism teacher Skip Hawkins is also studying ceramics at the Ivy Tech Waldron.
Pretty soon the clay begins to dictate to me, and I can follow the inclinations that seem to be there emanating from the clay itself, although that's not really the case. And so I find after working with clay for a period of time, the clock has passed 2 or 3 hours. It's very therapeutic that way. It's a way of centering oneself. It just has a lot of very personal satisfactions. I don't even need to end up with anything, and very often don't.
After their respective careers in arts-related fields, both Skip and Joanna seem to have come to a similar conclusion, that the process of making art allows them to connect with something essential at their core. So even though it's no longer a livelihood, making art is a necessity.
Would you consider making art to be a hobby or something more than that?
I think it's just part of my natural self. I don't think of it as a hobby particularly. I'm not sure what a hobby would be.
For WFIU, I'm Yael Cassander.
L'art du troisième âge, the art of a full life, is on view along with Memories in the Making at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center through May the 30th. Images from both shows are on our website at wfiu.org/arts.